My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because Jesus is indeed Lord, Lord over all, and in Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we walk through this life. In Him we exist in this plane, in this paradigm, in this dimension, where, oh man, how many people out there get mad at us, but they don't know what they're doing here. So, like Jesus said, Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do. The difference between when you walk with Christ Jesus is you know. He makes things known to you. He helps you to understand your reason for existing, your purpose in this life, your purpose in the earth. And then at the same time, too, He shows you, because you are going on the way out, because He is the door, and the door is the exit from this system. The door is the exit from this trap, from this holding tank of souls, from this deception that is part and parcel of what the world is completely designed to do with mechanical precision, to scalp the souls of people that would choose to go that way and choose to play that game. No, for the child of God, we walk out. Now, see, here's part of the process of walking out, is the Spirit of God will lead you in and guide you into all truth. And that leading is going to be you hearing His voice and following the leading and the guiding of His Spirit. Now, this is part of what is going to keep you from being able to be tracked, from you from being able to be scalped, from you from being able to be snared by the things that the enemy's trying to do to you. See, when you listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, when there's something that God is trying to keep you away from, or steer you clear of, or open up for you, whatever it may be, you hear that voice of His Spirit. And when you hear the voice of His Spirit, that now enables you to walk through. And there's things that the enemy will try to do to you that you just walk through. And then there's opportunities that God will create that the enemy cannot fathom. And with all the calculations that the enemy will try to do, he can't quite get a handle on it, because you're following the voice of the Spirit of God. And that leading and that guiding is there's an encryption on that, if you would, that will never be broken by the world and the world system. Now, that's one thing that the world hates and it fears, is the child of God that knows the voice of the Spirit of God and knows how to follow Him and trust Him and go with Him. Because in that process, you are completely unpredictable. Even though the world tries to do all these patterns and all this kind of recognition, you are unpredictable, because you will follow God wherever He sends you. So if God says to you, all right, I want you to go to Cape Town tomorrow, you will go to Cape Town tomorrow, because that's the way the child of God lives. Whereas, you know, and you'll figure out some way to do whatever it is that He tells you to do. And because of that, the world has a hard time keeping a lock on you. Whereas for the worlders, they take their place as cogs in the machine to do whatever it is that the world has for them to do. And in that relationship, all of that is their efforts, their energies, their labors, their gifts, their talents, their abilities are all put into continuing to build up that system that seeks to block the light, destroy the children of God, destroy the truth, destroy that which is real, unto their own hurt, unto their own destruction. Because the devil comes, and the thief comes, not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So when you take your place in that system, basically what you're doing is you're taking your place in a system designed to steal, kill, and destroy. And you will be promoted and exalted and lifted up to the extent to which you will accomplish that purpose. So, you know, sometimes they're just going to keep you in a holding tank and just try to waste your window in the earth and just keep you out of the way. And even that, you know, when you know that that's happening to you, ask God and move. Because, you know, I had a friend that told me one time, they said that God is under no obligation to give you manna while you're still in Egypt. You know, there is no reason for God to be miraculous with you while you still have one foot in the world. Because if your heart is still there and you're still looking for your provision, your protection, your sustenance, all of it from the world system, and you trust God sort of, but not really, kind of, but not all the way, well, then you're going to sort of see his hand, sort of. And you're going to kind of see his miracles, kind of. Because that's sort of the level that you've willingly, of your free will, gone with him. Now, the God that we read of in the scriptures, he's the same one that we walk with this day. But anybody that has done anything with him of any merit whatsoever in this life, in their time in the earth, have gone all in with the Father. There's no way that John the Baptist would have been able to be halfway in the kingdom and still stay inside of his family house, you know, with Zechariah the high priest. It wasn't going to happen. He had to follow the voice of the Spirit of God. He had to go out in the desert. He had to be the desert prophet. He had to do all that he did in order to prepare the way for the Messiah. He couldn't do it halfway. Elijah, he couldn't do it halfway. You know, Joseph, he couldn't do it halfway. You can't. Abram, at 86, he couldn't do it halfway. He couldn't stay in that place of what was comfortable. No, he had to listen to the voice of the Spirit and set out, not knowing where he was going, is what the scripture says. But he knew the one that was sending him. And there were times that the one that was sending him got quiet. And when he got quiet, you know, he just, you know, you're there. You're waiting. You're still dependent on him. Yeah, I'm convinced that with Elijah at the brook, where he was being fed by the ravens, I'm convinced that when the brook dried up and the ravens stopped showing up, that if the Spirit of God did not speak to him, he would have just stayed there and died, because he would have stayed consistent to what the last instruction was that the Spirit of God gave him. And the thing, it's not about saving our lives in the earth. It's about being consistent with following the voice and the leading of the Spirit of God. When he instructs, you obey. When he leads and guides, you go with that. And when you do that, you live in a different dimension. When you don't do that, you're now stuck. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's what the scriptures tell us. So when we don't, when we refuse to trust God, and we start looking into our own situations and our own natural understanding, that's where we end up, like Saul ended up, which was, okay, here it is. You know, the people are grumbling around me. The armies are starting to scatter a little bit. I need to make a quick sacrifice. Samuel's not here, so what am I going to do? I am going to, there's a way that seems right to me right now. I'm going to take it upon myself to do this. And he did. And it was part of what was leading to his own destruction in the end. So, you know, there's ways that seem right to people, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's things that seem like good ideas, but in the end they destroy you. What we want to do is we want to get into that place to be like Christ was in the earth, where I only do the things I see the Father doing. I only speak the words that I hear the Father speaking. Now, this is completely between you and him and no one else. See, I don't need somebody to evaluate, am I doing that well enough for them? I think, even in my own life, I've sufficiently burned those bridges and gotten rid of those types of controllers and spiritual infiltrators to the point where they're so far removed and they're so far in the outer orbits, in the Pluto ice-cold levels of what this life is, as far as it relates to my time and my existence in the earth, that they have, I'm aware that they might be there, but they have zero impact or ability to influence. And it's necessary, because you have to let the dead bury the dead. You have to let those that have chosen to go that way and chosen to deceive others and being deceived themselves, and the blind leading the blind and falling into a ditch and all over each other. You have to let them be what they are at this stage. You follow the voice and the leading of the guiding of the Spirit of God. And if you refuse to do that, you refuse to do that to your own hurt. This is part of what it is to be free. Part of what it is to be free in Christ Jesus is to hear His voice for yourself and not to follow another. Most people don't want that. They really don't. And it's amazing and surprising to me because most people really don't want freedom. They idealize freedom. Just like they'll look at a picture on their computer of some horse galloping through the field, but they don't really want to be there. And they don't want to be, you know, on the back of that horse riding. They don't want to, they just want to look at it and idealize what that might be. But they don't want to ever make a move in that direction. A lot of people want to know the will of God so that they can consider it, not so that they can actually do it. It's a huge difference. A lot of people just want to sit back and put a thumbs up or a star and say that they like this or they like that, but they don't actually want to move on this. They don't want to actually live in that. They don't actually, you know, when the man that was impotent he just a bunch of people that just had no power, no strength, and they were around that pool at Bethsaida. And what did Jesus say? Do you want to be well? And the guy's like, you know, I got no man to help me when the water stirred. And Jesus, like, you know, he told him to take up his mat and walk. The guy wanted to be well. He did. But there's a lot of people that's where they want to be. There's a lot of people that have grown so accustomed to their hurt and their bondage and their slavery and what they know, that they wouldn't know what life is without it. They wouldn't know what their existence is without it. They wouldn't know what it is to be free, and they wouldn't want to know what it is to be free, because that, in their chains, there's comfort. In their slavery, there's consistency. They know what they're going to get. And they're okay with that. It's amazing. It's amazing if you have it in your heart to be free. That kind of a thing is a mystery to you. Because you and yourself, you want to know what that freedom is. You and yourself want to know what it is to explore the cosmos. You and yourself want to know what it is. You want to know the mysteries of the universe. You want to travel. There's so much in you that's there and you can't imagine why you would ever choose to exchange your God-given inheritance for a lie and for a trick and for a scrap of bread. But that's the choice of the majority. Now, knowing that's the choice of the majority, you will be a mystery to them. Even as those that would choose to go the way of the world may be a mystery to you, you will be a mystery to them. Now, in that process, you yourself are going to have to trust the way that God works with you. So, you know, sometimes when you tune in here, we're just nudging you and encouraging you in that process, in the truth, in the way, in the life. But it's you. With the Father. The kingdom is within. It's not without. It's not external. These are just little things that God's put out there to help you. And there's probably going to be a time, I don't know how long these windows are going to be there for, but likely a time where it's going to be more and more difficult to have these types of communications. So that's why we encourage you guys, download whatever you really want while it's up there. And everything's free on faithmix.com. Download what you can, what you need, and use it. You know, really do. Because when the time comes that these things are not there or not available, or it gets difficult to communicate, or perhaps even God just has us shut up, or perhaps even by God's design we're not here, or we're not available to speak, or a lot of different things can happen. We don't know. But what we do know is this is the window that we have. Today is the day of salvation. This is the chance that we have to speak and to connect. And while we do what God has for us to do. So now we are continuing to move forward into an incredible, incredible time. And I am excited about it. I'm encouraged about it. There's also a healthy resolve and also a bit of an understanding of what we're coming into in this time. Now, it's not going to be it's not going to be smooth. All right, I'll just put it like that. It's going to get bumpy. It's going to get rough. And if you don't know the voice of the Spirit of God for yourself, you are going to be in a really, really awful spot. See, even now, there's things that God is quickening and telling and instructing His people to do. And if you fail to do those things, you're not going to be in the spot you need to be when time comes. And, you know, it's going to be little things that are going to make a huge, huge difference in time to come. Little things. And without your ability to understand what those are, without your sensitivity to the Spirit of God, you're putting yourself unnecessarily in a bad position. So when God instructed Joseph and gave him the blueprint for what to do in Egypt during the time of tribulation that was to come, and he gave him the authority as well to do that through the hand of Pharaoh, he needed to act on that. And there's some natural things that people need to do in these days and in these times. You need to do them. Whatever God's spoken to you specifically. And what God speaks to you specifically is going to be custom designed for how God has for you to be. And His assignment for you. Because we're part of the body and everything in the body has its own specific function. Has its own specific reason for being. You, my brother, you, my sister, you have a reason and a purpose that God has you in the earth at such a time as this. You know, I understand now the reason that God had me come into the earth at such a time as this. It's incredible. Yeah, you know, I'll in time to come, I'll share maybe bits and pieces here and there more and more. But this much I can tell you. One, we're not here by accident. Two, there are some ground rules for coming into this life that are part of the platform on which we have to come into this earth for. Because light and dark coexist in this paradigm. The wheat and the tares grow together. It's actually incredible from a cosmic perspective, from an eternal perspective, to actually have a paradigm where both can coexist and exist simultaneously is incredible. Incredible. I mean, I think that in and of itself is an incredible fascination. Probably partly why all the earth is and all of creation is groaning for the sons of God to be revealed, because right now everything's mixed together and the revelation of the truth and the revelation of those that are God's and the fulfillment of His plan and purpose and promises in them is an important thing that we're all in all of creation is in eager anticipation looking forward to. Now, you are here right now because God desired and destined for you to be here right now for this window, for such a time as this. And while you're here, When you pray, things change. When you act, things change. When you do the things and the works that God has for you to do, things happen. You'd be amazed how the smallest thing can have the largest impact. I mean, you can take a piano, and if somebody just turns that screw, just a half twist, it'll change the tone of the entire instrument. You can put something in perfect tune, or you can throw it completely out of whack. Small things, subtle things, make huge differences, huge changes. Now, we're in that time right now. We're in that time where we need to be on God's page, because God is doing a work right now while He is already, He's already begun shaking everything that can be shaken, but it's just going to keep increasing. It's going to keep escalating. Things are going to keep notching up. And there's a set of people that think out there in this world that think that they're controlling. But just like the experience that the magicians had with Pharaoh and Moses, initially they were mirroring the works that they saw Moses doing. So he would do a miracle, and they would do they would try to match him. So he turned a staff into a snake, they turned their sticks into snakes. He would do something, they would try to respond. But as you see the escalation in that story, and it goes from first them mirroring. Next, they can't do it. They know it's the hand of God. And then ultimately, they themselves are falling victims to the plagues and to the things that Moses was doing. And they themselves were having the boils and the sores. They themselves were scrambling to try to... They knew it. And they knew the hand of God. You see that in the book of Revelation, where initially, there's all these things. There's the vials and the bowl judgments. And the vial judgments, in so many of those cases, they're man reaping what he sows. But there's a good possibility that a lot of those things, too, are people themselves trying to create and manufacture things. And create and manufacture problems and issues. Or just the result of man's own actions and activities. But there's a point when the bowls are poured out, that now this is absolutely the hand of God. And it's not just man reaping what he sows, and the repercussions and the judgments of God in letting man reap his consequences for his own actions. But now it's God doing what he does. And for people that have a misconception about who God is and how he works and what he does in the earth and in his time and in this time, you know, you better get on his page, because he is going to be exactly who he's going to be. You can try to make him whatever you want him to be, but you do that to your own hurt, to your own destruction. You worship a God that isn't the real one. And then when people show up, in like Matthew 7, and they say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we do all this stuff in your name?" And he says, I didn't know you, you workers of iniquity, apart from me. There was no consummation between you and the Father. He didn't know you. You created your own Jesus. You created your own gospel. You created your own illusion. You created your own deception. And you deceived one another into that destruction, into your own deaths. And then you turn around and you think that God's going to bless that with all of your manipulation and all of your controls and all of your destruction to the souls of humanity and one another. And you think that God's going to bless that? No. You want to line up with truth. A simple prayer. Father God, if I'm missing it, please, you reveal to me. You reveal to me. You show me. Quicken my heart and my spirit to what I need to know and what I need to understand. You know, when Jesus was asked what would be the sign of the end of the age and of his coming, and one of the first things he's told them was, be not deceived. My dad and I were talking about this recently, and the very nature of deception is that you don't think you're deceived. The very nature of deception is that you think that you're on the right track, and you're not. That's the nature of deception. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You know, if you think you know, well, put it before the Father. Don't have a vested interest in the outcome, but surrender to Him and ask Him, Lord God, if I'm missing it, Lord, show me. If I'm off, Lord, teach me. If I need to be straightened out, Lord, you do it, because I don't want to miss you. I don't want to miss what you're doing. I don't want to miss the track that you have for me. I don't want to miss your plan and purpose your reason for me being in the earth at such a time as this. Father, you lead me. You guide me. You direct me. I put all that I am in your hands and at your feet. And Lord, you guide me through this time in the earth. There's a lot of places that would not want you to pray like that, because they have a vested interest in you continuing on in the illusion, you continuing on in the game, you continuing on in the deception, because they need that power that comes from what's in you. They need your consent. They need your free will engaged. They need you to be that cog in the wheel. But God has destined that you be free. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. He is the Lord our God. He brought us out of Egypt, type of the world. He brought us out of the world, out of the house of bondage. And then He gives you the instructions. Even as He gave them the Ten Commandments, God gives you the instructions for the way to live in your time in the earth. He gives you the instructions for life. I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, in that abundant life that God has for you, there's going to be a lot of people that don't have that. There's going to be a lot of people that they're going to idolize that in you, but they, instead of getting it for themselves, because it's freely, it's out there, it's available in Christ. That window's closing, that opportunity's closing to just like when the bridegroom gets up and closes the door and there's people that are outside knocking, asking to be let in. That door closes. But instead of seeking the Father for themselves, they just seek to destroy you, seek to compromise you, seek to seduce you, seek to destroy that which God has put in you. But God is having His way with His people in such a time as this. Now, what does that mean sometimes? Sometimes that means that, yeah, you know, we there's people that just don't like what we do. And they may like us in day-to-day interactions, but I know for myself, I've lost some close people that God's had, you know, that crossed my path along the way because of just messages like this. And yet we continue to speak the truth. We continue to do what the Father has for us to do, because in the end, you want what He has for you. If you have anything that is more precious to you in this life than Him, then that will be your snare. If you have anything that is your desire above Him, then you're not worthy of the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God. First, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God's going to take care of the rest. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Then, out of the overflow of that, that's why you have the second. Then, love your neighbor as yourself. It's the order of events. If you love God with all that you are, the rest of it will be what it needs to be. The rest of it will unfold how it needs to unfold. If you let Him lead and guide you, He'll take care of the rest. He knows your frame. He knows the things that are in your heart. He knows your desires. He knows your concerns. All of that is in His hands. But in order for you to be able to be on His page, you're going to have to go with the leading of His Spirit. And there's a huge difference between 99 and 100%. There's a huge difference between being almost and all the way there. And it's not necessarily that you get everything right. No, not at all. But in your spirit, you are completely surrendered to Him. And He leads and guides you. And in that place, there's your freedom. In that place, there's your surrender. In that place, nothing can snatch you out of the hand of God. In that place, you have freedom. In that place, you have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. And that strength, you're going to need it in this time. You know, on one level, I'm excited for each and every one of you, because this needs to be real. And it's got to come off of the page and be your life and the life that you live while you're in the earth. You need to know the reality of the truth for which God has brought you forward and saved you. I'm excited, because all that is going to be revealed in such a time as this. It's incredible. Hey, all the other stuff that's going on in the world, just take a look. Ask God if there's something He wants you to pray about. If there is, pray about it. If not, keep moving. Keep moving. Let your daily actions and your daily activities be shaped by the vision and what God has put inside of your heart. Let that be what guides your time in the earth. You're going to have much more peace if you do that. All right, brothers, we love you. Sisters, we love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right, talk to you guys soon. God bless you.